Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. I love the Lord our God. He loves us so much. And He has good things in store. He's doing things beyond our expectation. It's very important for us to remain in faith. Believing Him, taking Him at His word. This is how we do it. This is how we overcome. This will help us go forward. When we love the Lord our God, we enter into His love. His love strengthens us in many ways. When we hear His word, our love is activated. We have a strong response to the love of God. Every person does. The wicked, they love the world. They turn their love that God gave them to the world, and they love the world. They love the opposite of God. They believe deception because they love the world. Even though when they came up with evolution, Darwinism, and they wanted to adopt it in the schools, they didn't do it at a time when things were hard pressed. They did that. It worked. The enemy got that one in while they were feeling good, eating. People had jobs. It was easier to get a job and make money and buy cars and houses. That's when they always forget. Their attention was on pleasures. But the love of God is awakened in you when you hear His word. And it is increased in you as you continue to hear His word and love it. Those who treasure God's word, they live greater lives. Because whenever we're receiving His word, we're receiving the perfect wisdom that will cause you to see things as they truly are. And then, my friend, you can make sober decisions, not emotional decisions. Some people are trapped by their emotions. Some people are trapped by their desires. And people don't learn these things unless they follow God's word and endure the process of life by receiving God's word, hearing it, and doing it, and applying it to life. Even when there's problems, you apply the word. When you look into the Lord, you'll do His wisdom. You'll do his guidance. And that's how you get to know Him. Daniel said, those that do know the Lord will be strong and do exploits. No matter what happens, no matter what enemy is out there, no matter what situation they're in, they'll do the word of God and they always will overcome. And the word also said many will die to try them. Some people are in it for the goods. But sometimes the best soldiers may die. To try those to see if they are really on board with God. God is looking for sincerity. The enemy is out there. Some of us will succeed and some will be martyrs. Because we have an enemy out there. Nevertheless, while you have breath in you, do all that's in God's heart. No matter what happens, no matter what you see, no matter who dies, no matter who lives, follow God. No matter what how your life is looking, follow God. No matter how you feel, follow God. When you follow God as your first and last resort, you're going to know Him. When we receive God's love, it's easier to receive His word. When you receive His word, you're receiving Him. When you receive Him, you have the power to live. When you receive, you can't use the word of God unless you believe it. You have to receive it before you can believe it. When you're receptive to the things of God, we receive God's word sometimes in puzzle form. We're believing things that God said because He said it. not because we see what he sees, but because he said it. And we're trusting him over the serpent. See, serpents still talk. You just can't see these kind of serpents. These are demons. They are out there. And they come to pervert everything of God. Everything of God, they want to pervert it. And when that happens, you can't live like you're supposed to. People who love people, they have full lives because they operate according to the love of God. The man that loves his family takes care of his family. He treasures his family. He loves his family. The man that loves the world, the lust after men that lust after women, they're depending on women to make them happy. The world system is very dependent on outside sources. But those who love God, they're fulfilled from within. And they don't have to depend on others or anything on the outside to be fulfilled. These are concepts I learned over time. I noticed it. I began to notice that as I followed God, I was fulfilled from within. In other words, we're complete in Christ, Jesus, our Lord. And say, He's not just our Savior. He's our King. But when we trust him, a fulfillment comes to us. We have contentment. Even though things are not perfectly like we wanted, we still have peace on the inside. We have contentment. We can still serve and bless other people. We don't have to rape after life and try to rape life. We love life. We enjoy life. People who have no peace on the inside, they're trying to find it. And they try to find it in all kinds of things. They try to find it in the way they feel. So they drink or do drugs. And they spend all their resources trying to serve sin. But when you love God, you don't need the sin anymore. You don't need to serve sin. You don't need the sin in your life. You know that that's something that you should reject. You know that it's going to take you to nowhere. It's going to take you to the void of hell. But on this side of hell, it will destroy your life. You'll always be reaching towards something that can't help you. And you can't fix it. There's nothing in the world to help you out. You have to believe on Christ Jesus to get out of this problem. And when you do, you can live. When you follow God, you can come out of all problems because you're fulfilled from within. Receiving God, when you respond to God's love, it's easier to receive his word. When you receive his word, it's easier for more of it to go forward in your life. The word of God helps you abound from glory to glory. Now, when we say glory to glory, the glory of God has power. It's power. It's the power of God. When you live in his presence, you're in his glory. Your understanding ever increases. And the Lord speaks to us precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little and there a little. That's how we learn. We don't learn everything all at once. We learn over time. But we're made righteous. And in every stage of our life, we learn things. Even the decades of your life, from 1 to 10, that's so much you're going to learn. Foundational things, foundational education, adding, subtracting, English, language. The next decade, you're going to learn skills. Now, you can learn skills before at any time, you can learn skills, but you learn social skills. You learn career skills. And then the next decade, you learn family things. The process of life gets greater and greater. And you can go forward. The more, every decade, you're more equipped. Every decade you live, you're more equipped. You grow from glory to glory. So it is with the Lord. In every stage of your life, you're going to learn His wisdom. See, the things that's important to an adult is not as important to a child, because a child don't have the same responsibilities. And they're not, so because they're not there yet, they're not as motivated to learn these skills. But when you're in the mix, you have to learn these skills. And the Lord will help you. Now, some people are wise and they see things for what they are. And they see the adults in their life and how their lives work. And they want in and they want their life to be like theirs. So they have vision for greater stages of their life. And it helps them make better decisions ahead of time. I watched a cartoon when I was a kid, and the cat was hungry, and there was nothing in the cupboard for the cat to eat. And then the mouse ran across the floor, and he ran out, he did all he could to get that mouse, but the mouse got away. And then he tightened his belt. You know, and we were laughing at, you know, people would laugh at the cat because he couldn't get the mouse. But I saw the cat as an adult, and he had a kitchen, but he didn't have any food in it. I decided as a child, I'm going to work. I'm not going to be like that cat. I'm not going to have a house with bare cupboards, with no food, nothing to eat. I realized that don't have to happen. I said, I'm going to work. I'm going to work my job. I'm going to work as under God. I didn't know about working as under God when I was a child. But I decided I'm going to learn. I'm going to work. I'm not going to be like the people walking around without anything. I wanted things. I wanted my life to be full like my parents. I had vision. So I decided as a child, I'm going to do what I'm supposed to do. So I started doing my lesson and learning, and I started thinking about what I was going to do when I got older, what my career choice would be. And I didn't know what it would be. I just decided I'm going to work whatever I have to do. I'm going to work. And one of my friends used to love trucks. He knew somebody that drove trucks, and he would always get a toy truck, a semi, you know, tractor trailer truck, and he'd play with it. And a show came on called BJ and the Bear. I used to want to drive trucks like BJ, but I also wanted a family. And truck drivers be all over the place. And I wanted a wife, and I wanted children, and I wanted to be at home every day like my parents were. So I said, well, I don't really want to be a truck driver for that. I would love to drive a truck, but I want to do something else. So my friend of mine, he turned my go-car over, and my daddy bought me a go-car, and I learned to fix it. And I found out I was good at it. I had a knack for it. I had a talent for it. God had given me that ability. And I saw my daddy's cousin. He fixed up our den. He was a carpenter. So at one point I decided to be a carpenter because I love to build things. But carpenters have to go on site to work. They have to go wherever the job is to work. And I could tell that I wouldn't be able to be at home with my family every day. I would have to go out of town and work, or work in another county or something. And my time at home would be limited. So I decided, well, I want to work and I want to enjoy my family every day. That was very important to me because I saw my parents. My daddy got off around, and he was at home about 4 o'clock. My mother was home about 3:30 every day. or 4 o'clock. Well, you know, they got off at 3 and they came on home. Well, I wanted that. They gave me a vision. That's why I'm saying all this. Whatever's important to you, you can make choices towards your goal. And I said, well, if I'm a mechanic and I work for myself, I can set my own hours. But mechanic work takes a long time to do sometimes. But I was able to do the things in, you know, most of what I wanted to do. In other words, with the wisdom of God, you can shape your life the way you want to. With His love, you'll see the options that you truly have. Now, I didn't, you know, when I got into the field of mechanics, most mechanics get off at 5 or 6 every day if they're working for somebody. And the only way I could get off at 3 o'clock was to probably work for myself. And then if I had to, I could fix a car anywhere. So I enjoy what I do. You have options. And you can set it up, you can set your life up like you want to set your life up. You're not subject to the rudiments of this world. The Lord told me, He said, you don't have to do what everybody else is doing. Because I had my own business for a long time. And I would set my own hours. But with His principles, you can do things you may not know you can do. And the Lord will help you do it. I love it. Learning who God is the best thing you can do. But it's His love that makes everything work right. When you operate according to the love of God, everything changes for the greater. And you can grow from glory to glory, and you can do what's necessary. It's important. God loves us. And He cares about us, and He's going to help us go forward. As you do His perfect will, you're going to learn things you can't learn any other way. That's just how it is. But the love of God helps you receive more of His word. When you hear things that you've never heard before, because some people are anointed and to do a specific thing, and the Lord has trained them in it, and they have a whole set of knowledge skills that you would love to know. You have to be receptive. Some people lose out because they're jealous of them. They get jealous of people because they're doing something that they can't. Or they're in pride and they want to be preeminent. So what they do, they back away when there's somebody that has something that they can't get. That it doesn't work. Life doesn't work that way. With God, you have to follow Him, and He will bless you with what He wants you to do. And He's just like He gave you something to do, He gives other people something to do as well. And if you want that kind of knowledge, you have to see that person. You have to take time and listen to them. They are there to help you have greater skills, but you got to desire it. The love of God helps you to overcome the pride that would normally limit you, or the fear. Some people are afraid to learn some skill sets because they're afraid that they'll have to be more responsible. And they don't know how they know if they know these things, God's going to require more of them. The love of God helps you overcome that type of fear. And some people feel weak. I just don't know what to do. I'm not good at this. The love of God helps you look beyond yourself and look to Him. Instead of looking at your limitations, and that looks big if you look at it too long, you're looking at the Lord. And when He looks bigger than your situation, you'll receive the wisdom to overcome your situation, and life gets better. You get to graduate in life. You don't have to sit there in a stalemate anymore. The love of God will help you do all these wonderful things. God loves us. And the more we follow Him, the greater our life gets. You have the energy to do what God is doing because you have the love resource. If you got the resource of love, you can do anything, all things through Christ who strengthens you. The people are missing out because they allow limitations in their life. No more limitations when you love God. When you take the Lord at His word and do it His way. You grow from glory to glory, and all things are much better. As you go forward in the Lord, understand that your life will change in much greater ways. And the limitations fall off your life. My pastor said, when you study His word, demons fall off your life. And it's true. You have greater knowledge and understanding. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not here. Continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.